Savitri, pages 474 and 475. As in the vigilance of the sleepless night through the slow, heavy-footed, silent hours, repressing in her bosom its load of grief, she sat staring at the dumb tread of time in the approach of ever-nearing fate. A summons from her being summoned came, a sound, a call that broke the seals of night, above her brows where will and knowledge meet, a mighty voice invaded mortal space. It seemed to come from inaccessible heights, and yet was intimate with all the world, and knew the meaning of the steps of time, and saw our eternal destiny's changeless scene fill in the far prospect of the cosmic gaze. As the voice touched, her body became a stark and rigid golden statue of motionless trance, a stone of God lit by an amethyst soul. Around her body's stillness all grew still. Her heart listened to its slow, measured beats. Her mind, renouncing thought, heard and was mute. Why camest thou to this dumb, death-bound earth, this ignorant life beneath indifferent skies, tied like a sacrifice on the altar of time? O spirit, O immortal energy, if 'twas to nurse grief in a helpless heart, or with hard, tearless eyes await thy doom, arise, O soul, and vanquish time and death. But Savitri's heart replied in the dim night, my strength is taken from me and given to death. Why should I lift my hands to the shut heavens, or struggle with mute, inevitable fate, or hope in vain to uplift an ignorant race who hug their lot and mock the Savior light, and see in mind wisdom's soul tabernacle, in its harsh peak, in its inconscient base, a rock of safety and an anchor of sleep? Is there a God whom any cry can move? He sits in peace and leaves the mortal strength, impotent against his calm, omnipotent law, and in conscience, in the almighty hands of death. What need have I, what need has Satyavan, to avoid the black meshed net, the dismal door, or call a mightier light into life's closed room, a greater law into man's little world? Why should I strive with earth's unyielding laws, or stave off death's inevitable hour? This surely is best, to pactize with my fate, and follow close behind my lover's steps, and pass through night from twilight to the sun, across the tenebrous river that divides the adjoining parishes of earth and heaven. Then could we lie in arm, breast upon breast, untroubled by thought, untroubled by our hearts, forgetting man and life in time and its hours, forgetting eternity's call, forgetting God. The voice replied, is this enough, O Spirit? And what shall thy soul say when it wakes and knows the work was left undone for which it came? Or is this all for thy being, born on earth, charged with the mandate from eternity, a listener to the voices of the years, a follower of the footprints of the gods, to pass and leave unchanged the old dusty laws? Shall there be no new tables, no new word, no greater light come down upon the earth, delivering her from her unconsciousness, man's spirit from unalterable fate?